This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The more we learn about the nuts and bolts of how the rescue money from that $2 trillion package that Congress and the White House passed last week is supposed to get out into the economy, the more the haste is showing. As just one example, the rules for who exactly is eligible for those direct payments, $1,200 to individuals, that the law provides for. Those rules are going to miss a bunch of people. Any immigrant with a Social Security number, provided they fall below the $75,000 annual income threshold, gets a check. Problem is, that doesn't represent a whole lot of working immigrants in this country. And as Marketplace's Andy Euler reports, thousands of them have lost their jobs.
Up until about a month ago, Rosana Araujo made between $1,500 and $2,000 a month cleaning houses in Miami. But now?
They canceled all my jobs, and now I don't have money to pay the rent, and I don't have money to pay the electricity bill.
Araujo says she pays taxes on all of her earnings, but she doesn't have a Social Security number, which means even if she's paying into the system, she's not eligible for any public benefits, no COVID-19 check from the government. On top of that, she's worried about getting sick.
I'm really scared because if I get sick, I don't have health insurance.
The Trump administration has told immigrants that their status would not prohibit them from accessing any COVID-19-related health care. But Sandra Feist, an immigration attorney in Minneapolis, says many of her clients aren't buying it. Another uncertainty, many immigrants say they're getting a lot of mixed messages about the pandemic from their employers, particularly in agriculture. Stay-at-home orders in California have exempted farm workers.
Homeland Security says that you are an essential worker, and yet we're not making sure that they're staying safe.
And it's not just undocumented people who could be left out. Doug Rand is a former White House official who worked on immigration policy in the Obama administration.
You know, you're a U.S. citizen with a Social Security number, but on your tax return, you've got a spouse or a kid, and they're undocumented, then nobody in that household is going to get a check.
I assume that the logic is that the federal government didn't want payments to be going to unauthorized immigrants in the United States.
That's Julia Gillad at the Migration Policy Institute, an immigration think tank. She says this administration is nothing if not consistent with its immigration policy. President Trump has maintained for years that illegal immigrants are a strain on the social safety net. Undocumented folks paid more than $27 billion in federal, state, and local taxes in 2017, according to the New American Economy, an immigration policy group. Legal immigrants contributed even more, almost $380 billion. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.